Hedgehogs. During the autumn months, hedgehogs are busily scuttling about the countryside, feasting on as much grub as they can gobble, building up body fat before their long winter hibernation. Emerging as daylight starts to fade each evening, hedgehogs can be heard grunting as they scuttle through the undergrowth and along our hedgerow networks, venturing into fields, woods, and gardens. Hedgehogs have very poor sight, but an excellent sense of smell. They poke their long snout to sniff out their victims. Rummaging through the leaf litter, they can even detect an earthworm underground, then dig it out. They also love to feast on juicy big slugs and snails. And they'll eat other insects too, like woodlice, earwigs, beetles and caterpillars. Berries that have fallen on the ground won't be let go to waste either. Sure, why wouldn't you have a little blackberry sauce with your slug pâté? As well as eating as much as possible in preparation for the winter hibernation, hedgehogs in autumn have to prepare the nest that will keep them cosy through the winter slumber. And so in October, they can be seen shuffling to and fro on their little legs, gathering up leaves and moss to insulate their hibernation hideaway. Just like when we see birds in spring, going back and forth with twigs to build their nest, hedgehogs are also gathering up suitable bedding to last a few months. But of course, the hedgehogs' nests serve a very different purpose to the birds' nests. Hedgehogs' nests, or hibernacula if we are to use the correct term, are not as intricate as a classical bird's nest. They're built for themselves alone, and they're basically a big cosy heap of moss, leaves and dry grasses stuffed into a hollow in a hedge bank or beneath the stump of a fallen tree. They've been known to make their nests inside an abandoned silage bale or in a garden shed, anywhere that's tucked away and protected from the wind, rain and frost. Sometimes they think they've hit the jackpot when they find a big pile of dry timber towards the end of October, and they hibernate in an unlit bonfire pile, only to come to a nasty end at Halloween. Those that manage to select a safer spot will go into a deep sleep from the end of October, right through to March or April. During hibernation, their heart rate slows to a fraction of what it normally is, and their body temperature drops considerably. This means that they can survive the winter months on stored body fat alone. When they emerge in spring, they will have lost between 20 and 40% of their body weight. Their strategy to ward off danger, as we all know, is to roll up into a prickly ball. This is effective against a lot of predators, but sadly, it's a futile protection against oncoming cars. The rate of roadkill goes up during the summer mating season, and it's mostly males that get squished. This tallies with the hedgehog habit of roaming widely to mate with as many females as possible and spread their genes far and wide. Being a common sight all over Ireland, it may be a surprise to many that hedgehogs are not native to this island. I've always understood that they were introduced by the Normans as a food source. There are records of hedgehogs being served up at medieval feasts, and other records tell of hedgehogs being sold in London markets for food. But removing their little fleshy bodies from the mass of spines would have been a lot of work for a little gain. And I recently came across another far more plausible theory. We know that hedgehogs were first recorded in Ireland in the 13th century. We know that hedgehogs are a gardener's friend. They eat copious quantities of slugs and snails. And we know that they were native in England and Wales. Monks at this time had large monasteries and wonderful enclosed vegetable gardens. So a far more likely explanation for the introduction of hedgehogs is that some monks brought them over in order to keep them in the gardens and control the slugs and snails. This would mean that hedgehogs would have started to become established here just before the Normans arrived, spreading with time from the southeast to cover the country. These days, hedgehogs are a welcome part of our wildlife. They have a distinctive happy-go-lucky character all of their own, with numerous daybeds scattered about their range, none of which they lay any particular claim to, They sleep around in every sense of the word. They're not exactly adventurous. They don't wander very far. And they simply roll up into a ball when faced with a threat. You've got to admire their approach to life. And to top it all off, they are extremely cute.